Grace and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As some of you may know, my family and I returned home last night from our family vacation to Florida. We went there to see my wife's mother and sister, and also to spend some quality time, of course, with Mickey Mouse and all of his friends. Trinity and Davina and Micah and myself were also there for another reason. We went to run in the Disney Half Marathon, which took place yesterday morning at 5:30 a.m., and that's the reason my calf is hurting. And so, to get ready for that, for the last 3 months, 4 months or so, we have all been training. Well, I use that word "we" loosely. Trinity just started about 2 weeks ago, but the rest of us have all been training. Davina and myself here in Austin, and Micah up there in Fayetteville, Arkansas, to get ready for the race. Which meant that most of the time, Micah, my 20-year-old daughter, was out running on the roads and the paths and the parks of Fayetteville, Arkansas, all by herself. This time of year, as the sun goes down pretty early, I can't say that really excited me very much. In fact, it kind of bothered me that she was out there running alone, especially in light of what happened this past summer with the big story in the news about, if you remember, Molly Tibbetts. In case you don't remember that story, Molly was a young 20-year-old girl from the University of Iowa, who went out one evening for a run in the small town of Brooklyn, Iowa, went out for a jog that evening and never came back. She never came back because we live in a sinful, evil, selfish world. We live in a world of danger and carelessness and randomness, a world where nice people, people who are simply minding their own business, just living their lives, can still be victims of accidents and of predators and of a fallen creation. And all of that cannot help but play havoc with our minds as we watch our children or our grandchildren, or our nephews and nieces, or our friends' kids grow and start to leave home and be on their own. 4 weeks ago, as the fall semester came to an end and it was time for Micah to make her 550-mile drive home from Fayetteville to Austin, we were trying to figure out when was going to be the best time for her to leave there to get here. Because if you remember, about the second week of December, we were having some heavy rains. And so we were trying to plan for her to come when it wasn't raining so hard between here and Dallas and such. The problem was the next day, when it wasn't going to be raining here, it was supposed to be freezing rain and snow in Oklahoma and Arkansas. So we couldn't figure out exactly when was going to be the best time for her to make that long drive by herself. Finally decided she just had to leave and hope for the best. And that whole day that Micah was on the road, I was here in the office, and she's alone driving in the rain, and I'm thinking there's not a single thing I can do to help her. You know, so I started praying, that's the one thing I guess I could do, and I did, just pray. But I realized in the midst of those prayers that Micah was really exactly where God wanted her to be. As she is at this very moment, as she is on the road again, driving back up to Fayetteville. She was then and she is now fully and only in the hands and under the protection of God. In our Old Testament reading this morning, from the prophet Isaiah, we hear God say this to his children. Fear not. I've redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. And that is precisely what God says to and does for us through holy baptism. He calls us by name. He fills us with the redemption that Christ Jesus won for us through his death upon the cross and through his resurrection from the grave. And because we have been forgiven of our sins, the gates of death no longer threaten us. And thus they really should then thus cause us no more fear. And finally, in and through baptism, our Heavenly Father says to us those same three beautiful words that he said to his children Israel. Those words that fill us with comfort and courage and confidence. He says to us, you are mine. It is those words of God, our Heavenly Father, which empower me as an earthly father to let go and not to fear. Wherever my children go, whether that be driving 500 some miles alone through the rain to get back to school, staying out late at night, dancing downtown Austin, Texas, exploring some remote path on the other side of the globe, I know that my children are exactly where they are meant to be, whether I'm there or not. They're in the hands of God. They belong to him, as do I, as do you. You know, we were bought and we were paid for at a price, the price of Jesus' blood shed on a cross. We belong to God. We're his treasured possession. So much so that, you know, Scripture tells us that not a single hair from our head can fall to the ground without God being fully aware of it. His watchful eye is so tuned into our lives, and his protective hand so vigilant among us, that no one, not even the devil himself, can snatch us out of God's grasp. And thus, no matter what danger we face, no matter what trial we go through, no matter what anxiety we feel, we need not fear because we belong to God. We are his. The older I get, the more I'm aware that the world poses many threats to us on many different levels. Each and every day we are presented with a multitude of things that seem cause to give us worry and fear. And that's why Jesus himself said about not to worry about tomorrow. He said, because today has enough trouble of its own. Don't we know it? But in the midst of that trouble, and in those times of temptation to worry, I would encourage you to remember your baptism. Remember the words that God has said and continues to say to us through that holy sacrament. In baptism, he says to us, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. May we hold those words close to our hearts and keep them ever present in our minds. And may those words give us the courage and the confidence to face every challenge that lay before us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.